Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Surely, I really want to give you thanks for the very warm welcome I have received being here. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you as the Lord has laid upon my heart. As you are aware, as it is written in your bulletin, the theme that I'll be looking at is, are you living or just existing? Are you living or just existing? And I'll be speaking to you from the passage that was read so beautifully. Thank you, Elaine, for that. In Ezekiel 37. Let us pray. Indeed, O God, we, your people, have gathered in your presence. We come, Lord, not because of us, but because of you. We come to worship you. We come to praise you. We come to honor you and to glorify your name. Speak, Lord. And even as you speak, glorify your name. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Can you imagine being somewhere that just causes you to feel out of place? Nothing that you are accustomed to is there. All your daily practices are suddenly taken from you. In fact, you are forced not to do them anymore. How would you feel? What would have been your thoughts? What would have been your reaction? Friends, I want to assure you that you need not be dismayed. For no matter what your situation or circumstances, God is aware. And he is with you and will take you out of it and restore you once again. In the text of Ezekiel 37, we see where Ezekiel, a prophet of God, was being instructed to speak to the people of Israel about a vision he received from God of some dried up bones. Ezekiel received this vision and instruction during the period when the Israelites were taken from Jerusalem to Babylon. Now, to get a clearer understanding of that, I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to 2 Kings 24:10-16 and read it in your own time, please, so that you get a clearer and better understanding as to what happened at 2 Kings 24:10-16. There we will see how the people of Israel were taken to Babylon and held as captives. Ezekiel was one of those who were taken to Babylon, but whom God later called to be a prophet. The future of those who were forced to live in Babylon seemed to be in a dark hole. They have lost their identity. Being in exile brought on a crisis of physical suffering and communal identity. And most of all, it brought on a crisis of faith. The key symbols of the people of Jerusalem's faith, its temple, and the Davidic monarchy had been destroyed. Hence, the people assumed that their God had been defeated by a stronger God from Babylon. They wondered if the Lord was truly Lord and truly faithful. So the people poured out their pain in passionate cries for deliverance. In verse 11 of the text, we hear the words of their cries: our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. The people felt a sense of helplessness and hopelessness to their situation, of being cut off from their land and their temple, and they believe they were also cut off from their God. So they say, our bones are dried up. God, hearing and knowing what they were thinking and feeling, showed Ezekiel a vision of the valley of dry bones and instructed Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones and cause them to have life and to live again. You see, my friends, the vision of the dry bones represent the people of Israel. That was how they felt, and that was how they were actually. They were dried up. They were not being fed spiritually. They were simply not living. They were just existing. There were really no hope for them. They were in a state of helplessness and hopelessness. But the Lord assured them that he will take them out of that state of hopelessness and take them back to their land, the land of Israel. But notice, friends, the text tells us in verse 14 that they will not live again until the Lord puts his spirit in them. My sisters, my brothers, how many of us are just mere existing, but we are not really living? Do we feel a sense of helplessness and hopelessness? Are we at the place where we feel alienated from God? Where we feel that God is not with us? Does the situation in your life or the situation that you are going through cause you to feel you are in a grave? Are we crying out to God passionately because we feel our bones are dried up? How badly do we want to come out of our situation? Friends, all of us, and I mean all of us, have been at that place of dried up bones at some time in our lives. But the difference is, what do we do when we find ourselves in such a place? Some of us accept the position and say, that's our lot. That's how it should be. While some of us are not comfortable in that place, and so we cry out to God passionately for God to deliver us. For you see, friends, if we are living in a state where we believe our situation cannot be helped, where we believe there is no hope, then we are just existing and not really living. If we believe that God is not with us, that there is a force stronger than God, then we are not living, we are just existing. The truth of the matter is, if we are not living in God and for God, then we are not living, we are just existing. We're just here. If the Spirit of God is not in control of our lives, then we are not living. If God is not leading us, directing us, if God doesn't live in us, then we are not living. We are just here. But we are not truly living. Friends, if we have not accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and not living a life for him, then we are not really living. Because as we have heard in Romans chapter 8, it is the Spirit of God that gives life. So if we don't have the Spirit of God living in us, guiding us, leading us in every step of our ways, then we are not really living. If we believe that what we have, what we have accomplished, is enough for our life, then we need to think again. Because as the people in the story in Babylon were, they were just there. They were not really living Because God said through his prophet to tell them that I am going to put my spirit in you and then you shall live. Which is saying to us, friends, that unless the spirit of God is in us, then we're all just a dried up bones. And so the question I have for you, just as much as I'm asking myself, what's our position? Are we truly living or are we just existing? I'm really inviting you, just as much as I do for myself, to examine our lives and see where we are. What's our position? Where is God in our lives? Are we feeding ourselves spiritually? Is it only when we come to church we spend time, quiet times with God? Is it only when we come to Bible studies we open our Bibles? What is happening in our lives? Where are we with God? Is God anywhere with us? Or are we just existing? Friends, what are we doing in our lives? What are some of the things that we are doing? The people, the Israelites, when they were in Babylon, they were following the rituals of the city. So they were doing the things, they were worshiping other gods, because that was what was happening then. They were not worshiping their gods. And so are we worshiping the gods of our ancestors? Are we worshiping things that we should not? Are there other gods in our lives? And don't be fooled. God doesn't necessarily come here like that. There are little things that represents God in our lives. Some of us, it's our homes. It is our properties. Our children sometimes. Our spouses. What it is that is representing God in your life and causing you to serve that other than to serve the true and living God? My friends, let us really examine our lives and ourselves. It took Ezekiel years for the people to pay attention to what he was saying. He had many repeated warnings about their behavior, even in exile. Now, these were children of God, but they were placed in a position where they believe that was it for them. They had lost all hope. They were simply not living. But God's desire for them was for them to live, and not just live, but to live with him. So he kept pursuing and pursuing them until they listened to his prophets. My sisters and my brothers, Jesus died so that we can live. We have just partaked in the Holy Communion, where, as Elaine explained so beautifully, that it is because of the death of Jesus why we are here. Jesus died so that we can live, and live through the Spirit of God. My friends, it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. It doesn't matter what you are going through. There is hope in Jesus. There is hope in Jesus. Jesus is alive, and because he's alive, we too are alive, and we can be alive, but we have to accept him and live our lives for him. Will you look to that hope, the hope of Jesus? Will we really turn our lives in such a way where everything we say and do will give God the glory? Will we truly examine our lives just to ensure that we are not just existing, but we are really living? Because the Spirit of God dwells in us, is in control of us, and is with us. Because where the Spirit of God is, the presence of God.